Northern Ireland, by Tony McMullen. The Northern Ireland executive launched an anti-poverty strategy earlier this year, led by the Department for Communities. Roadshows were held throughout the nation. CSPA NE attended and contributed to one in Belfast, also submitting a written response expressing significant concerns about the draft strategy. Its analysis was somewhat superficial, we said, and didn't adequately address the multifaceted issues affecting older people. In particular, the CSPA saw few positive measures to deal with specific issues for older people. There was a lack of detail as to whether additional resources would be provided to deal with poverty, which is endemic to some but not all pensioners. The CSPA highlighted that more than 62% of civil service pensioners received a pension of £10,000 or less. The CSPA disagreed with the DFC position that pensioners were at a lower risk of poverty than the general population. Whilst supporting retention of the triple lock for state pensions, CSPA NE was concerned how much emphasis was placed on that to the exclusion of other anti-poverty measures. CSPA NE also criticised the lack of identifiable measures to judge whether the strategy was being successful or not. Other than that, the Northern Ireland Assembly or Executive has not been dealing with any specific issues concerning older people since our last edition of The Pensioner. I therefore sought information from the newly appointed Commissioner for Older People, Siobhan Casey, on her priorities for her term of office. I was told her priorities will be centred around the overarching theme of tackling ageism. She will undertake planned and reactive work throughout her four-year term. The Commissioner will also keep under close review all issues affecting the interests of or services for older people. She will collaborate with agencies and government departments to bring positive change for older people. These include better health and social care, reform of social care in Northern Ireland, Adult Protection Bill, contractual arrangements for older people living in care home settings, ensure the remaining recommendations in the Home Truths report are implemented, COVID-19 inquiry, continue calls for government to launch an e-specific public inquiry into care homes and cooperate with a wider public inquiry into the COVID pandemic. The Commissioner's Office will engage, as appropriate, and provide key evidence during the inquiry. Affordable energy. Provide advice to government and relevant agencies on the urgent development of a fuel poverty strategy for Northern Ireland. Participate in the cross-agency consumer vulnerability group to inform refreshed terms of reference and promote the needs of older people in relation to energy issues. Advise the relevant government departments and Northern Ireland Executive on the need for financial support to older people during winter. Programme for government. Continue to advise the NE Executive, leaders, MLAs and officials on the need for a specific older person's outcome in the programme for government. Seek commitment for the inclusion of specific objectives targeted at improving the lives of older people. Loneliness and isolation. Advise government on the need for the development of a loneliness and isolation strategy for Northern Ireland. Actively participate in all party group meetings on loneliness and social isolation to bring forward change. Support the Northern Ireland campaign to end loneliness. Participate in the North-South Loneliness and Aging Group. Promote and support groups and organisations that help increase social inclusion of older people. Welcome and endorse programmes that help older people with digital/IT literacy to connect with friends and family. Crime against older people. Participate in the Scamwise partnership, also sharing information to raise awareness among older people on how to identify and protect themselves from scams. Work with partners in the criminal justice system and offenders to increase understanding of the targeting of older people. Provide advice to government and to older people that will strengthen prevention of crime against older people. Work with criminal justice agencies to ensure the recommendations of the Commissioner's Report on Crime and Justice. The experience of older people in the NE Commissioner's 2019 report are embedded in their investigatory work. Article ends.